people in the West love their vehicles. And for 23-year-old artist Mary-Kate Teske, her 1961 Dodge Lancer is basically her muse. As Memorial Day weekend nears and folks hit the highways to abscond for a few days, the future of Teske's brainchild, Backseat Sessions, remains unclear for the video series director and her classic car named Frank.
I think I had a few other names for it. I can't remember them now, but I remember I just started calling him Frank one day and it just kind of fit. And I have really no reason for it, so.
Yep. Teske spent summers as a teenager working on her grandfather's farm in Terry, Montana, located just east of Miles City. When she reached driving age, her grandfather, a mechanic, asked if she wanted to trade farm work for his help fixing up a classic car collecting dust on the property.
So I thought it was a pretty good idea. I was like, sure, yeah. And it's my grandpa had that 1961 Dodge Lancer. And so I spent that summer working and my whole family was out there, my cousins and siblings and uncle, and all of us collectively had like a car working powwow, just kind of sat down and started sanding the whole thing, rebuilding the engine, redoing the seats. And after about a month or two, we finished up and the car kind of became what it is now.
Now it's the set of Teske's YouTube series called Backseat Sessions, which features friends of hers, musicians all over Billings, who will pop in the backseat of her car and play a song while she records it. The series started 3 months ago, at the end of a rough, snowy winter, when her car and the roads were finally drivable again.
Oh, she wanders, wonders why, the joy of youth and the weight of time. It ain't easy being young, your life is long, this life is long.
There's a comfortable, nostalgic quality to Teske's work. She uses a visco setting on her digital camera to create a grainy, ethereal product that looks as if she's shooting with film. Throw a vintage car into the mix, and the combination is unsurprisingly timeless. It's clear in her work and by who she picks as the subjects of her work that Teske is passionate. And she allows that to drive her to be the most she can be at any given moment.
I know what I'm doing isn't particularly astounding, but it captures them, and I just want to keep doing that. And I figure I'll get better with more practice, and I just want to keep looking for that sort of realness and rawness too.
I was late to work again, but it's okay, 'cause I know.
Teske sold most of her belongings to live on the road and explore Montana this summer. And the future of the Backseat Sessions and what she'll make next is unclear, but she isn't in a hurry to find out.
Growing up, my parents would sing me the song, have patience, don't be in such a hurry. That's one thing that Frank has taught me over the years, is just to be a little bit more patient. And Frank's just kind of a friend now. It's not really that he's a machine or a car. It's just he's kind of a companion over the years. And you just, with your friends, you don't really kick them to the curb. You help sustain and maintain. And that's what life is kind of about. You fix the problems, you go at things, and you just kind of make things as good as you can during seasons. I know there's seasons where things aren't good, but you just kind of got to put in more effort and make things to a level where they're okay again.
Prove to me that you are ready to leave this town.
The romance of the road is simple. Keep moving, be open to surprises, and check your oil and transmission fluids routinely. As Teske endeavors to lead a more authentic life, she will continue to document that journey for viewers. Find out how you can tag along with Teske by visiting our website. That's YPRadio.org. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.
I want a happiness, but your love keeps
to tell.